Welcome to another episode of the Web to App podcast, where we simplify the often complex journey of converting your website into a mobile app. Today, we're diving into a crucial topic that many app developers encounter soon after publishing their apps. What to do when your app doesn't show up in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store? Publishing an app is undoubtedly an exciting milestone, but it can quickly turn into confusion and frustration if, after all your hard work, your app is nowhere to be found. So, what are some common reasons for this, and how can you troubleshoot the issue? Let's start with newly published apps. Even after your app gets approved and is technically live, it may take some time to show up in search results. On the Apple App Store, this delay is usually less than 2 days. However, on Google Play Store, if your app's name is common or similar to others, it can take up to a few weeks for it to appear in search results. So, what can you do in the meantime? Instead of endlessly searching for your app by its name, try using your direct App Store link. You can find that link in your dashboard, and it's a good practice to share this link with your users until your app is reliably searchable. Now, let's focus on troubleshooting specifically for the Google Play Store. If your app appears to be missing, check for any notices in your Google Play console. Look at the App Overview page, the Policy Status page within your developer account, and the Policy Status page for your specific app. If there's an issue, clicking on it will provide more details on how to resolve it. Remember, reaching out for help is always an option too. One common issue is an account that has been closed due to inactivity. Google requires some level of activity, meaning you should ideally update your app at least every 6 months. If you don't, they may mark your account inactive, which results in your app being removed. Unfortunately, if that happens, your account can't be restored. So the solution here is to contact Google to publish your app under a new developer account. Another problem you might encounter is identity verification issues. Sometimes, Google will request you to verify your business identity, especially if your account details, like your address, have changed or if their verification standards were updated. Failing to complete this verification before the deadline means Google might remove your app from the store. Check your Google Play console for any verification messages and follow the steps to rectify this. Now, let's turn our focus to the Apple App Store. One key reason you might not find your app could be that you haven't provided your trader status. If you're looking to make your app available in the EU, make sure to declare your trader status. You can do this by selecting your app in App Store Connect, navigating to pricing and availability, and ensuring you have completed the necessary declarations. Another issue that may arise is if your developer account has expired. Apple requires annual renewal of your developer program membership, and if you forget, your apps will be gone until you complete your payment. You can check your membership status in the Apple Developer Portal and set up automatic renewal to avoid this in the future. It's also worth noting that if you haven't updated your app in over 3 years, Apple may remove it from the App Store altogether. To check for this, open App Store Connect, view your app overview, and look for any messages indicating that your app was removed for inactivity. Thankfully, unlike Google, which closes down the entire developer account for inactivity, you can easily start an iOS app update right from your Web to App design dashboard. Once you publish an update, your app will be back in the App Store. So there you have it, folks. Some common reasons why you might not be able to find your app after publishing and how to troubleshoot these issues effectively. Make sure to keep your apps updated, stay on top of your developer account requirements, and monitor any notifications from app stores. Thanks for tuning in to the Web to App podcast. Join us next time as we explore more insights and tips on converting your website into a successful mobile application. Don't forget to subscribe, and until next time, keep innovating.